Blackstone Audio presents Deadline Man by John Talton. For the true newspapermen and newspaper women, and for Susan. Chapter 1. Thursday, October 14th. In my line of work, it's called an anecdotal lead, a way of beginning a complicated story with a telling human angle. If journalism exactly mirrored life, mine would begin like this. Troy Hardesty has achieved the paperless office. Not even a post-it note profanes his sleek desk. The desktop is 10 feet long, made of black marble, framed in platinum, and shaped vaguely like the deck of a supercarrier. It is polished so highly that I can see my face in it. At the desk's precise center are two thin computer screens facing in at angles, a keyboard, and mouse. The newest BlackBerry model sits to the right of the keyboard. Every few seconds, the BlackBerry chirps. Confidential dispatches from the front lines of capitalism. Troy's hedge fund has just invested $75 million into a Silicon Valley startup that will compete against the company that makes BlackBerry. Three chairs face the desk, made of the same platinum and dark reddish wood as the superstructure of the desk. They are comfortable, but not too comfortable. After half an hour in one of those chairs, your back may start to hurt. Four other chairs of the same design are set at precise stations around a circular conference table 10 feet from the desk. It, too, is bare. Two walls are adorned with Picassos, and two are all glass, facing the city. His office is expensive and minimalist, and it smells like lemons. A large plasma screen television hangs on the wall nearest the desk. It has a dark wooden frame that exactly matches the frame of the nearby Picasso.